This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Seva Teerth complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Teerth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved PM Rahat scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crore, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Under the PM Rahat scheme, accident victims will get cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees, ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical help. Later addressing a gathering at Seva Teerth complex, the Prime Minister said Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan have been built to fulfill the aspirations of the people of the country. He said Seva Teerth, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 mark an important milestone in India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said these reflect government's commitment to citizen-centric governance and national progress. He said it is an effort to transform the mindset of power into a spirit of service.
आज हम सभी विकसित भारत का संकल्प लेकर सेवा तीर्थ में कर्तव्य भवन में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं। अपने लक्ष्य में विजयी होने का दैवीय आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है। यहां से जो फैसले होंगे वो किसी महाराजा की सोच को नहीं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की अपेक्षाओं को आगे बढ़ाने का आधार बनेंगे। इसी अमृत भावना के साथ आज मैं ये सेवा तीर्थ एक कर्तव्य भवन भारत की जनता को समर्पित कर रहा हूँ।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Home Minister Amit Shah have described the unveiling of Seva Teerth by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a historic moment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and by efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Mr. Modi was addressing ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi yesterday. He said global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. The Prime Minister added, it is said that a nation's strengths are revealed in times of crisis. Mr. Modi said he is very proud that despite many setbacks, this decade has been one of development, excellent delivery and strengthening of India's democracy. He said, in this decade of the 21st century, India is riding the reform express. The first phase of the budget session concluded yesterday. Both Houses of Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on 9th of next month after a three-week recess. The first part of the session had begun on 28th of last month with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both the Houses. The second phase will continue till the 2nd of April. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke to Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rahman and congratulated him on the remarkable victory in Bangladesh parliamentary elections. In a message posted on X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed his best wishes and reaffirmed India's commitment to strengthening bilateral ties and supporting a democratic, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. He said the election result reflects the confidence of Bangladeshi people in Tariq Rahman's leadership. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan yesterday said that all recent free trade agreements, whether with the European Union or the United States, have fully protected India's national interests, with farmers' welfare placed at the highest priority. He said this while addressing the 64th convocation of Indian Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. On the occasion of World Radio Day, a national-level special program was jointly organized yesterday in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, by Akashvani and UNESCO. The program was inaugurated by Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Vishnu Devasai. The theme of this year's World Radio Day was Radio and Artificial Intelligence. Delivering the welcome address, Director General of Akashvani, Rajiv Jain, said that with changing technology, Akashvani has also undertaken several transformations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.